Well, of course, traveling isn't a lot now, but the ones that were traveling, all of them had a connection with a particular
travel
agent.
Yeah. Okay.
So I wouldn't, there isn't really, it's not a group that is going to do stopovers as a group. And the Probus clubs are inundated with material, like the monthly newsletter that we get, there's two of them.
Mm-hmm.
90% of the pages have travel ads.
Ah, I see.
So it you'd just be another face in a very large crowd coming to a club that, because of the age and health of the bulk of the members, really they don't an overnighter would be visiting the children or grandchildren. So I think you're probably I wouldn't bother.
That's the case for
it won't be productive.
Yes,
for you. Any time you spend on this won't take you anywhere, because the club is not heading in that direction. Have lunches and things around the middle of the day. There's no night functions. So it's the demographic is quite represents an aging retirees plus 80 type group, which is reticent to do much.
I do understand that, Sir Ian. That's okay. Hopefully next time, sir.
Well, maybe, but you're welcome to follow it up, but the material that comes in, it's distributed in newsletters to club members, and a lot of the time the newsletter from, say, Probus is just left at the club meeting because it's full of travel ads, and the club members, they now stay at home or visit family. And many of them have health issues which prevent long trips. So it's up to you, but I think it's a dead end for you, to be frank.
I do understand that. Thank you for your time, Sir Ian.
All right, all the best.
Bye for now. Cheers.